Right.
Yeah, let's do that thing. That show thing.
Show thing. A jig. Still yet to be named, but so far classified as nameless, and seven for some reason. Not too sure. I'm the host, but I still make no sense, just like the show. And yes, we don't have technical capability to broadcast the intro music, so you're stuck with this until I get taught otherwise. Today we have Tack and Heavy.
Hey, how's it going?
Howdy, howdy.
So let's see here. Other than Skyrim, which presently didn't play as much as I hoped, but played other games, like Saints Row the Third.
Yeah, we played that a little bit. But we spent a few minutes messing about with it.
Yeah, then something happened to the weekend. I can't remember.
Yeah, I must have just been really, really drunk.
So, yeah. So, if you haven't figured out, we have been playing it.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So, go through the genre or the game for me. I haven't actually played it.
Well, pretty much the main thing, the easiest way to describe this is pretty much back in the day, Grand Theft Auto was mainly just arcade, open box, criminal simulator, whatever. I don't know what to call it. You stole cars and did jobs for groups. Then they started going more realistic, so... do you know the name of the company that makes Saint Row Tech?
Yeah, it's Volition.
Volition, yeah. So Volition pretty much stepped up and filled the more arcadey, just have fun thing that Grand Theft Auto left behind.
And yeah, the trailer tagline was Saints Row 3, out GTA is GTA.
Okay.
So it's when we had the diversion for Grand Theft Auto 4, it got very gritty and realistic and serious. That's where we had Saints Row 2 was around roughly the same time, and it went in the other direction. And it just went off the rails and a bit ridiculous.
Okay.
And this one sort of kept up the trend.
Just a little bit.
So what's some of the ridiculous stuff that you can do, over-the-top stuff, goofy stuff that you can do in this game?
You get jet bikes.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's jet bikes. There's stuff that would be cool to talk about, but it's also kind of spoilery.
Yeah, try to limit them as best we can. So
the best way to put it is it starts off fairly, I wouldn't say straight-laced, it's still ridiculous, but... It starts off with some basis in reality. It sort of veers away from that quite sharpish.
Yeah. Well, I think we can talk a little bit about the intro since it is the first 10 minutes or so.
Oh, it isn't even an opening cinematic, is it? It's opening gameplay.
Yeah, which that for a gameplay is nice. This one, it literally throws you directly into gameplay. No, doesn't pause for create a character here at a large cinematic. It's a little intro leading up to this, then it throws you straight into gunfire.
Yeah, you literally the first time you get control, you're being shot at by hordes of people.
Yes.
So
it's brilliant.
I'm sure that this is the actual real Courtney Love here. She's giving a review on a website and said something about you can land your jet bike, punch a dude in the nut, and then take off again and fly away.
It's yes.
This game has a specific button for punching people in the balls.
That sounds awesome.
Yes.
And it's not just one animation. There are dozens of ways to punch someone in the nuts.
Yeah, that's cool.
And that's minor.
Yeah, so there's a lot of custom there's a lot of different controller options for different moves that you have to learn and specialize in.
Now it just has a wide variety of what each move does.
Okay.
Yeah, it flows very nicely. I mean, if I had one criticism, it's that it felt like they removed a lot of stuff that was in the second game. But what they have in the third one is really, really super polished. And yeah, it all works really nicely.
So it's a relatively finished game. It doesn't have too many flaws with it then?
Yeah, there was a few hiccups in gameplay, but I think in the complete gameplay we played through, we had three problems, which were easily solved by going back to the last checkpoint.
Okay.
Yeah, they were very, very minor. And bearing in mind, the second one, I don't know actually how many people ended up playing that on the PC because it was a really bad port.
Yeah.
Like, it was super buggy. Everything was broken. It was still hilarious when we played it, but it was really broken. Whereas this time, it seems to work. They've gone through and they've fixed all those problems.
Yeah. Cool. So, hopefully, if they make the first one, they'll take this polished stuff and add all the stuff they had to take out and polish that and add that to it. So,
yeah.
Pretty much for just fun, odd, messed up stuff to do, it's a winner.
Mm.
But, yeah.
Definitely. And bearing in mind, I'm a big Skyrim fan. Right. I got Skyrim. I was obsessed with it for like a week. And then Saints Row 3 came out, and I forgot about Skyrim.
Yeah, hope to get back into Skyrim here now that we've finished it. So, have the small side stuff, but that can be held off to a later date. Cause,
I do it the other way around. I've got all the main quest stuff to do.
All the main quest stuff in Skyrim or Saints Row?
Oh, Skyrim. Yeah. I see. Talking to
God I was Paul. Talking about the side stuff in Saints Row.
Oh, yeah. And there is a lot of side stuff in Saints Row.
Yeah.
It does the sandbox thing really well.
Yeah.
Like, you can play it and you can just rush through the storyline for it and finish the game, but you miss so much.
That seems to be the case. There's a lot of, I would imagine, you know, without spoiling too much, there's quite a few Easter eggs in there that if you spend the time, you can...
Yeah. Well, they even have some Easter eggs from the second one show up again.
Yeah, they've got lots of references to the older games, which I like. It's really nice.
That's cool.
Yeah. Also, a neat thing in this one is, unlike the old ones and Grand Theft Auto, there's choices you can make in it. This that sometimes don't do much other than unlock different stuff. But there's actually, won't really say anything but about it, but at the end, there's actually two complete separate missions at the end.
Yeah, and they are two full endings, not a good ending and a bad ending.
Yeah.
That's cool. So there's a little replayability then.
Well, one of the nice things is after you beat it one way, you can actually redo the last mission with the same save.
Okay.
But
yeah, I think the idea is you play through it, and it's not really designed to be played through another time, but that's because they're gearing up to release DLC for it.
Which, I actually did a neat thing on this DLC. You can actually buy the DLC now as the season pass.
Okay. Yeah, so you basically pay some cash up front and you get access to all the DLC as it comes out.
Yeah.
Which is good. It's not too expensive either.
Yeah, it's $20 for 3 DLCs.
Yeah, which... Yeah, you know, I'm down with that, especially because it's a very good game.
Yeah.
So, roughly, how many hours do you think this game would be?
For us, without completing all this side stuff, it was a complete 24 hours at the last save point we or save file I made.
Well, we made it all the way to 24 hours, Jesus.
Yeah. Didn't seem like that, but yeah.
So, alright, so this is a normal $60 game then?
I think it's $50 on Steam.
Okay. That means, so that's not bad. That's about 20, so we'll say on average 30 hours of content for $50. That's not too bad.
And also there's still the whole just messing around aspect too, which I'm sure I'm going to be picking it up and just having fun rampaging around town in a jet pike or military chopper.
Oh, and there are so many diversions you can do as well. We didn't really mess around with that too much. The stuff like you can, on a whim, you can go streaking.
Yeah.
Take off all your clothes and run around.
Or you can go to a high building and base jump and try to hit a target.
Nice. That's a lot of good detail.
Oh, it's very nice.
Yeah. Let's see here. One of the things wasn't really bad, but kind of a bit odd was some getting the main story started did take a little while since they were. Yeah,
it's very tutorially at first.
Yeah, it kind of runs you through all the diversions and all that in the first several missions, which wasn't too bad, but kind
of
made.
No, I think it's supposed to be sort of an introduction to people who haven't played the game.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, who never played the first or the second game, so they don't really know what's going on.
Yeah.
Because I suppose if you don't know what you're looking for, you could miss a hell of a lot.
Yeah. Would be kind of nice to have an option for people that have played the series before and...
Yeah, skip the tutorial stuff.
Yeah. Then, also, another thing I kind of... Slightly disappointed, but probably fit in with that. What is it? Having to polish everything is the strongholds they kind of limited down before.
Yeah.
There would actually be side missions to do take over strongholds. On this one, the only strongholds you get are ones in the main story. The rest of the territories you take over are just mainly diversions and gang activities, which are just large groups of gangs in the open. Which, yes, I can see it having to spend time on other stuff, but would be nice to have a couple here take over a building or that as a side diversion instead of just killing a bunch of people sitting on the side of the road.
Yeah, I mean, it's strange. It's sort of, it flows better because you don't feel like you're coming out of the action to do something, but
yeah.
It didn't feel as, it didn't feel as involved.
Yeah.
So like you sort of just coincidentally take areas over.
Yeah. Cause at least then, as soon as we got the military chopper, the gang activities were simple. Hover over them and fire missiles.
They were taking over the area.
Yeah, which I can see in real life that can really dominate an area, but...
Your gameplay-wise, it simplifies it a bit too much.
Yeah.
And I'd say that's fairly minor, because they don't put too much... they don't put too much pressure on you to do any of that.
Yeah. This is something... I just kind of wish they would have... added a little bit more, but again, there's more DLC to come, which we don't know too much about, and there's if they make a new game, they probably will add stuff like that, hopefully.
Yeah, with any luck.
Let's see here. Then the only other thing I kind of didn't like was the customizers for strongholds.
Yeah.
The outsides were custom, well, you can upgrade.
And they look brilliant.
But the insides were copy-paste penthouses.
Yeah, it's all the same, which is irritating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys come from Second Life and Minecraft, where you can super customize everything that you want to do, and I can see how that'd be a little frustrating. It's
not even worried about customize. It would be nice if they looked different, instead of, why is this the same room as my other house?
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, you go to one building, it looks exactly the same as the other building.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because in the second one, they had that down.
Maybe they've had unique part of their deals all over the map. Maybe that's their DLC. You know, who knows? That could be an upgrade.
I don't see that. Because I went through the DLC. So yeah, the first DLC, which is says it's scheduled for January of 2012, is Genki Bowl 7. Which,
okay.
With the Genki Super Ethical Funtime Diversions, it may be a little bit fun and chaotic.
Yeah, that looks like it's going to be interesting. Because those are fun.
So, yeah. Because yeah, pretty much those were, you run through deadly obstacles, shooting mascots for money.
Murder time, fun time.
Just don't shoot the panda pictures, because that's unethical.
Oh, okay.
I'd get in trouble for that.
Yeah, it's part of that game. I personally don't see a problem with it. But yeah, with the... Then, springtime 2012 is the trouble with clones, or problem with clones.
It's one of those, yeah.
Yeah. Then, it looks like it's not till winter 2012, so a year from now. They release Gangsters in Space.
Nice.
Yeah. Which you kind of get a sneak peek for at the end of the third one. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Won't really go into that too much. So, all in all, definitely fun messing around within the game, and it. One thing we didn't discuss. In the Senka one, I don't think you could upgrade your weapons in that one. It was just new weapons, right?
The upgrade system wasn't the same. You got in the second one, you got upgrades from doing the diversions and things.
Well, I thought they were just unlocked new weapons.
No, there was a bunch of upgrades as well.
Yeah, they also upgraded your stamina and all that.
On this one, you can pay for upgrades as you unlock them.
Yeah, which is unlocked by your level of respect, which they also change since you don't have to pay respect to do main missions, which that is nice.
That's good, because that was a pain in the ass in the second one.
Yeah, it was pretty much more worthwhile to just go through and do all the side quests, then burn through the main quests in the second one. This one, you can just go straight through the main quest, which...
Although, if you don't do any of the side diversions, you might struggle. Because some of the main quests are very, very hard.
Yeah.
It's true. And, that's good. So it sounds like you guys had, well worth your money. Definitely, you're enjoying it. What's your rating system, BSV?
Normally something with the price or whether or not to buy it.
Okay.
With this, I'd definitely say, I would say 30 out of 50. Definitely worth a buy if you like the chaotic, don't care about reality type of sandbox.
Yeah, 4 dildo bats out of 5.
That works too. I'd be for chainsaws.
Or the apocryphist.
Yeah, if you get the apocryphist, be careful. Me and Tack ended up killing each other trying to punch people with that.
You're supposed to hit old grannies with it only, right?
Well, it's the problem is several times we accidentally go to hit the same person and hit each other in the process.
And we both die.
Ouch.
Let's see. So, definitely worth pick up on that. And hopefully, in a couple months, be able to give you a review on the first couple DLCs.
Otherwise, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. So I'm going to bring this up since it came out last weekend. Minecraft, the official 1.0 release. I know this show has done a lot of Minecraft, but I'm just saying it's out there.
Sadly, I haven't played Minecraft in the last several weeks. Other stuff calls.
Yeah. I've actually got a reason to finish the game now, so I'm actually working through building up to do that. The full suit of diamond armor and everything, and then go into the nether, and then go into the portal to the end, and then defeat the Ender Dragon. So, should be interesting.
Should be a time sink.
Yes, should be.
So is there really a point to kill the Ender Dragon?
Yeah, you actually get a fixed score when you finish the game.
So, bragging rights.
Yeah.
I completed Minecraft.
Yeah, I can stick with just building odd stuff.
Which is cool. That's one of the things I was hoping would happen is you know, everybody upgrades to the 1.0 server, because you can, according to the logs, you can actually go and complete the game without ending the whole world. So you've completed the game and you restart, and then you start over, and then everybody else can still go and kill the Ender Dragon. So it's kind of nifty that way.
Kind of confusing that it has an ending, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it is a full sandbox game. It shouldn't have an end.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem with what they did with the Fallout games. It's a sandbox. There shouldn't end. Yes, true. There should be an ending, but you should continue.
Yeah, if there's a storyline, the storyline needs an ending, or it's not a storyline. But other than that,
it shouldn't end the gameplay.
Kind of the point of an open world.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. So
that I have to admit, I've never actually finished Fallout New Vegas since I've always been too busy playing side stuff.
That is fun.
I've actually finished it a bunch of times now. I think about it, that's kind of sad.
When they pull stuff like that, it always makes me want to do everything I can with this character before I start the end.
Yeah, I don't want to miss anything.
Yeah.
You'll miss everything. There is so much stuff you'll miss in every game like that.
But still, I just find those type of endings for open sandbox odd.
They're frustrating.
That's true. Although I will say this, most stable version of Minecraft yet, since they actually stopped and did bug fixes. So I recommend everybody to go get it and play 1.0, because it's at least stable.
Yeah.
Anything new aside from the end?
There's a couple of things that they did. They changed the water physics back to an older version. So that's pretty apparently stable, some effects. That's the only other thing that I can really think of the top of my head.
Didn't they replace the sound effects as well? They finally got the last sound effects in.
That's what it is. And then they have boomers in there now, too, so you got to watch out for those.
Boomers?
Yeah. There's creepers, and then there's like the super creeper, which is a boomer.
Ah.
So you have to be careful.
Creepers are annoying enough. They don't need bigger ones.
Yep. So it seems to be pretty good. I played maybe, you know, 15 hours worth of it this weekend. So not too much time.
I think I'll probably end up going back into Skyrim before Minecraft.
Well, Minecraft is the eternal game, which is your point from earlier. And then we play all of these other fun games that surround it.
I don't know about internal. It did hate me for a while there and refused to let me play.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, for everybody else, maybe.
you were unfortunate in that it said your system, your software is insufficient to run me.
Yet I can play Skyrim at near max capacity.
I remember you talking to me while you were having those problems. That dude, we have to do something. BSV is going to kill someone.
Yes. Now, you remember to cover the body up, right? You know, 6 feet deep and somewhere out in the middle of nowhere.
Cover a body? There's nothing left.
Oh, right, right. Hydrochloric, sulfuric acid, something like that. Okay.
Now you just need bigger tools. Yeah, we'll go with tools.
Okay.
Nothing like a crater.
Chipper shredder. I got it.
So, back on subject. We're talking about games and whatnot. Let's see here. Well, that review on Saints Row the Third didn't quite last long enough, so any future games people have been looking forward to?
I've actually got the pre-order for Batman Arkham City sitting here.
Nice.
That I was really, really looking forward to until I found out there's a section with a shark. And now I'm pissing myself.
Section with a shark.
Yeah. There is a section with a big shark.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude.
Yeah, if anyone doesn't know, I'm terrified of sharks.
Oh.
They're like my all-time biggest fear.
Then you probably wouldn't have liked that DLC pack for Saints Row the Third.
Yeah.
Did you see that at all?
No, what one's that?
You can pay a couple bucks for a shark, a foam shark hat, and the chum shotgun, which lures sharks from underneath the road to pop up.
Okay, that sounds crazy. That's fine.
Land sharks.
Now it's like giant great whites breaking through the sewer main and eating people.
That's a good thing you don't. So crazy. You know, you don't live anywhere dangerous like an island country where they're surrounded by water and potentially sharks. But that's all right.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah. To give you an idea of how crazy it is, in Skyrim I never swim.
Oh.
But I don't never. Think there's sharks in Skyrim.
I don't care. There could be.
The worst you come across is shredder fish, which are more like piranhas.
That's enough.
Yeah, we don't need them to be like, are you, and go hide in a corner all night. You know, in the fetal position, because he broke down during a game. I get it. Some things you just don't do.
The first game where it became an issue, this is just hilarious now that I think about it, was Super Mario 64. Because there's one world that's underwater. And I couldn't do it.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd load up the world. I go, right, this time I'm going to do it. It's not that scary. It's Super Mario, for Christ's sakes. Load it up. I'm underwater. Close the game. Turn it off.
Yep.
And, what was it? Legend of Zelda on the GameCube? Ocarina of Time. Where's the water temple? That's where the game ends for me.
What you see you need is somebody to play through those levels of the game so you can pick up after that.
That's how I finished Super Mario 64.
Ah.
I paid someone to do the level for me.
Nice.
It's the same reason that I can't play, is it Amnesia? Yeah, that really scary survival horror game, which looks great. I love survival horror, but there's a water section.
I just can't play it because, it's creepy.
See, I can deal with the scary. It's just, it's wet.
They do a very good job of the creepy in that game.
That's true. Yeah. So, I guess the other ones that we're looking at coming down the pike are Diablo 3 and Old Republic.
I'm still on the thing with Diablo 3 of Bohoy got hot in that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a shame, because it looks like a good game.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Like I said, I may not pay for it, but I may play it. Well, I will not pay for it, but I may play it.
Yeah. They've lost a sale, basically.
Yeah.
At the very least, let me play through single player on my machine without having to log online.
Well, yeah, that's the point. Thing.
Yeah.
If you could do that, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously playing online, you can't have to be online anyway.
Right. Yep. So anyways, anything else?
Can't think of anything coming out on the holiday season, but...
We've got Postal 3 next month, which personally I'm looking forward to.
I'll have to wait and see it. Postal is fun, but...
Yeah, it's really bizarre, because I was... Yeah, I played through Postal 2, and that was quite fun for the time it came out. It's super dated now, but at the time, that was brilliant. And I remember I was really, really excited about Postal 3. You know, I saw it coming out, looks great, this is going to be hilarious. And there was all this build-up, and I was so excited and ready to buy it, like, 2 years ago. And then suddenly, it's being released next month, and I've heard nothing about it.
Yeah, I think I saw a video for it a couple of weeks ago, was the first I heard about it.
What I do like is, from the looks of it, they've toned down the obviously offensive stuff. Like the things that were obviously just done to cause offense, which really, that did bother me in Postal 2.
Mm.
I mean, the whole point of it is it isn't politically correct or anything, but it's when they're just out and out being offensive towards people, it bothers me.
So let's see here. Can't remember when it's coming out, but there is the... what is the name of the game? Dragon Dogma?
Yeah.
Not too sure fully about the game, but it does look interesting since it is pretty much an open sandbox world, from what I can tell of... Giant monster hunting.
I've heard nothing about that. Has that slipped under my radar?
May have. I've only heard little bits of it now and again.
Okay.
But it does look interesting from what I've seen.
And for RU, apparently we've got a Rainbow Six Patriots announced for 2013, and they've got some gameplay video that looks pretty interesting.
2013.
Yeah. So it's a bit
preemptive then.
Yeah.
I think I see why you probably haven't heard of it.
Yep.
For some reason, that Dragon Dogma is only console.
Oh.
Why they went both PlayStation 3 and 360. Don't know why they wouldn't release that for the PC, too.
Yeah, I don't own any consoles.
Yeah.
Not because I don't like them, but because I'm broke. I'd have to buy a new TV and everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was good expensive, since most new games, you can't just get a cheap TV.
But not to mention, the amount of hours I've spent watching the TV I currently have can be counted on one hand.
You can watch stuff. You can. I thought you just played games on it.
No, I've got a DVD player.
Oh. I don't think, you know, watching movies on your DVD player counts as watching TV. That's a different story.
TV is the streaming stuff that
gets
sent through the air.
In that case, I've never watched TV.
Dude, it's horrendous. I've actually, I come down to cook dinner, so the way my house is laid out is two-story, and the living room, dining room, kitchen are downstairs, and then the bedrooms and the restroom are upstairs. So I go downstairs to cook dinner. I've got roommates, and they have the television on, and it is absolutely horrendously mind-numbing. You walk by, and you're just sucked right into it. It's horrible. Never watch television again, people.
Yeah.
That's really about as much as I catch a TV. It's walking through the room, and the TV's on. I mean, there are some things that if I'm doing something, I can sit down with the TV on that aren't a big deal. But that's normally because they're showing, like, old TV shows. especially like old murder mystery stuff, because I am actually a middle-aged housewife.
Right.
So I like Inspector Morse, Murder, She Wrote, that kind of crap.
You ever watch The Nero Wolf?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Look it up. It's an old AMC series from the early 2000s called Nero Wolf and Mysteries, and essentially ran for a couple years, and it was really well done. 1950s style detective noir. It's good stuff.
So the issue is, of course, our daytime TV is different to American daytime TV.
Oh, no, no. This is AMC, the same people that are doing like Walking Dead and some of the other good stuff. This is their early foray into doing their own custom content.
Oh, okay.
So this is, we're looking pretty dry here until we get Serious Sam 3.
Yeah, looks like fun, but...
Serious Sam 3, out Duke Nukem's Duke Nukem.
I think most stuff can out Duke Nukem Duke Nukem at this point.
Yep.
Noticed the last one didn't quite do so well.
I love the fact that people are complaining because you can only carry, what was it, like 3 weapons at a time?
I think it was 2.
So they patched the game so you could carry more, but didn't rebalance it?
Oh, no.
So the game is just a cakewalk.
Yeah.
And there's, what was the final count, like 10 hours gameplay?
Yeah, it sounds about right for now, modern first-person shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah, Duke Nukem was okay back in the day, but you should have done a little bit more of... We probably would have released this back in the day when it, instead of waiting, how long was it? 11, 12 years?
It was literally forever.
Yeah.
I still like to think Duke Nukem Forever never came out.
Probably for the best.
Yes.
Let's see here. For some of the stuff to look forward to, next year there's... How was it? Mass Effect 3 will finally be coming out in March, I think.
About time.
Which I just hope EA gets smart enough to not have it exclusively on... Origin
games. Oh, yeah, I hope so, because that's a big pile of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, sadly, I'll probably still pick up a bit if it is, mainly because I like the Mass Effect games.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see the end after 3 games.
I think the only problem is I've left it so long. Has anyone still got their save game?
I have mine for my console, but...
Yeah, I lost my PC version years ago.
Well, I'm still currently playing through the PC version since I just picked them up. Probably on sale.
I never actually finished the first Mass Effect.
I
couldn't get through the whole game.
It's
not because it's a bad game, it's because it's like really dense, there's lots of stuff to do.
Yeah.
Whereas the second one was a bit simpler and more streamlined, so I got through that one.
Yeah, which...
I'm hoping they follow along with that in the third one.
Yeah, which, since you didn't... guessing you didn't transfer your save...
No.
Yeah, definitely, at least since playing on the consoles, playing completely through... it's definitely, if you are in it for the story, definitely worth transferring the save, since... I know between the first and second one, they... transfer like 200 to 300 data points that interact, not all of them big stuff, but subtle stuff that really immerse you and making you feel you.
Yeah, I have heard a lot about that, especially with things like how you've reacted to certain characters and things.
Yeah. Which, that's the main reason I'm playing through the first two on the PC, so I can have a new character for the third one.
Yeah, I would be tempted to start from the beginning to play all the way through, but I don't think the first game aged very well.
I don't know when, but I know on the PC they've patched it and it does look a lot nicer. That they fixed up a lot of the graphic pop-ins.
There were a few quirks with the graphics engine for the PC.
Well, even for the console, it was bad on the first one. Pretty much the main reason it was good was they did an awesome job on the story.
Well, that's what sells it. If it weren't for the story, the game wouldn't really be all that worth playing.
Yeah.
Space RPG. Blech.
What's wrong with RPG in space? They do it with everything else.
Oh, the concept's fine. It just needs a good story.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. Other than that, I can't really think of anything interesting other than Arkham City and wasn't there supposed to be a bunch of big games on during the Christmas time, I thought?
We just got Skyrim and Saints Row 3. What do you want?
I know. Normally they don't throw it.
And Arkham's coming out. Yeah.
Normally that's a constant stream all the way till the New Year's. They keep messing up their schedule.
I know.
Well, we have got a few coming out, actually. There's great Lord of the Rings. Who's excited for Lord of the Rings?
Cricket.
Trine 2 is coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And the new Assassin's Creed.
I've heard a lot of good about them, but never really got into them.
Yeah, and then it's just Postal 3 December, and then we're into the New Year.
Yeah. Although, yeah, personally can't complain about Skyrim and... Why are you laughing, Heavy?
No, I'm hiccuping, sorry.
Oh. Your hiccups sound oddly like a laugh.
Yeah.
May want to get that checked.
No, they cost money. All that fancy healthcare shit. I tell you, it's expensive.
I can't really complain about Skyrim and Saints Row the Third just coming out, so I don't know. Just can't. Normally, there's always a big hit right around Christmas, too, but.
Well, we just got the LA Noir Complete Edition released as well.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Which I haven't played any of that, to be honest.
Thought it was interesting, but had a few bugs.
It's got a hell of an Uncanny Valley thing going on.
Yeah. Which, in a game where there are parts where you're supposed to be reading a person's reactions, normally not a very good part.
Oh, and of course, the one that everybody was excited for was Modern Warfare 3.
Oh, yeah, that's it, which I've completely blocked from my memory.
Yeah, that was a game I was completely... I don't know, I can't even describe the level of apathy I felt towards it.
Non-existent?
Non-existent? I'd rather spend my money on doing PC upgrades and playing Battlefield 3.
Yeah,
I did have some passionate apathy for that game.
Which, yeah. Now that makes sense since, that's enough big games coming out. With me forgetting about those or just not caring. Don't know which.
Yeah, it's crazy. Modern Warfare 3, people are going to be playing that in like 5 years. Because they do.
Which I don't get. Yes, there's small upgrades, but it's mainly the same game, and from what I've heard, they've completely messed up any first player aspect, which, truth be said, it's never really been a first player game, but the first one had a good first player story.
It's being sold on the multiplayer.
Yeah, which is, in my opinion, bad multiplayers.
Where's first person shooter multiplayer?
Yeah. From what I've played of it, I don't really like it.
Yeah, I'm not a first-person shooter guy. It gets a bit samey.
Yeah.
shooting guns at other guys.
Yeah.
Now what you'd need Whatever. Is being able to shoot guns at other people that shoot bullets at other people.
Yeah,
I have no clue what I just said, so let's move on.
I'm a big fan of multiplayer only when you've got voice chat going and it's like a small group of friends that you know, and then you're just talking shit. And
everybody's a bit drunk.
Yeah.
That's
just a given.
Yeah. Well, that's good, but I prefer not using the game's multiplayer if you can't close the server, since other people on mics is not good.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'd like to see is a spin on the first-person shooter thing, where everyone's given, like, you know, you play, like, knights with swords and shields.
That'd be interesting.
So it'd be pretty fun.
Yeah, multiplayer deathmatch, close-quarter combat.
Yeah, I'd do that. That'd be kind of cool.
Or have medieval warfare. You're this army versus the other army. Charge at each other.
Well, yeah, rather than getting helicopters and planes, you get, like, siege weapons and things.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And castles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Be an archer, hide in the woods, snipe that way.
Yeah, so that could be a different direction to take it in that would change things up a bit. You're getting a bit bored of firing a machine gun.
You don't like firing large amounts of bullets when people just run up to you and knife you?
Well, it's okay, but my mouse is getting worn out.
And yes, I know I'd knife people in my bad company too, but at least that there's a chance the person with the gun will shoot you dead. In Modern Warfare, you can empty shotgun shells into them and they still come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people just tank damage.
Yeah.
It all kind of changed, because I remember the old deathmatch games were really fun. You know, when you had, like, Unreal Tournament and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had GoldenEye.
Yeah, where you couldn't take tons and tons of damage and then hide and regenerate health.
Yeah.
If you're getting shot at, you kind of had to leg it.
Yeah, Yeah, in my opinion, there should be two types of things. One, yes, where your health regens, but where you take very little health to actually put you down. So
it
only regens because otherwise you'd be breathed on and die if you somehow survive a bullet. Or you have
a mortal wound system.
Yeah.
So if someone scores a mortal wound, you are down.
Yeah, I think they did that in Battlefield 3, where you actually take injuries now, and you have to get healed by a medic before you can go out and fight.
Does sound interesting.
Yeah. I
have to take a look at that more, but...
When you quit out, sometimes the main screen is shaking because your character's got PTSD.
They actually do the effect of having suppression, so when you get a lot of fire incoming, it actually blurs your vision. Because of all the concussion. So we have to wait. This is the problem with our... Well, not a problem. It's just the nature of our group is we're all poor. So we need to wait until the game's down two or three generations, two, 3 years, before we can afford the hardware to play it.
I think the issue as well is, I mean, in theory, I've got the hardware to run it. I could afford to buy the game. But there's no point in me buying a game if none of you guys got it.
Yeah.
Right.
I won't play it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, that's the thing. So we stick to lower-end games and stuff that are fun, or games that are new that are lower-end that don't require much system.
Yeah, there's a lot of them coming out now. A lot of the modern games are really well-optimized.
Yeah, just nice instead of, we made this game, but the code may cause your computer to crash or become unstable, but...
Well, I was surprised, because I got Skyrim, and I remember when Oblivion came out, I could not run Oblivion.
Yeah.
I had to buy a whole new rig just to get it running. And Skyrim came out, and I run it on high settings, and it's fantastic. Runs fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to think all these game companies, and this is really topical actually, are thinking about porting it to the handheld, the phones, the smartphones, and the tablets.
I think Skyrim would run well on an iPhone.
Yeah. Well, no, but think about the 4-core Tegra, you know, tablets that are coming out that'll run on those. You know, it's going to happen. I mean, you know, the phones are advancing, the portable processing technology is advancing at like 3 times Moore's Law. So once it catches up to where we're at, you know, PC tech wise, we'll be playing our games on these portable
processors. I'd prefer a desktop.
I think you're getting confused across purposes here. A game like Skyrim isn't going to be ported to a portable device, it's the wrong genre for the hardware.
Yeah.
Yes. I see smaller games going across, that's fine, but it's the big it's the big A-list games don't tend to go to portable hardware just because there's no market for it.
Because I don't know, because with a small iPhone or that, yes, if it has the power, it may run it, but I don't really get submersed in a 4x6-inch screen. I need something like my desktop, which has a decent sound, good monitors that allow me to actually get into the game. I don't know, man.
The iPhone can be quite immersive. I mean, I've had some really immersive phone calls before. Those 900 numbers are getting really good.
Yeah. I don't think Skyrim's going to be calling you on a 900 number.
I don't know, I've seen some of the mods that have come out already.
That's true. But they always have mods on like that.
Yeah, any big game that comes out, first mod, new patch.
Next episode of NR7, mods for video games.
Yeah, I'm surprised, what is it? The new Battlefield game doesn't have them already.
Yeah. It
probably does.
Yeah.
The one that makes me laugh is the new mods for World of Warcraft.
Okay.
There are just some levels where you have to look at yourself and wonder what you're doing with your life.
Yeah.
Well, they did actually end up losing like 1.6 million subscribers because people are getting bored with the game.
Good. It's fucking old.
Yeah. I understand they make new stuff, but still, if you turn away, it will force them to make new stuff that's not modified old stuff.
Yeah, they definitely need to build a brand new game.
I miss Warcraft 3. They should have stuck with that idea.
Yeah.
Well, then they wouldn't have made the hundreds of millions of dollars that they made. You know?
I don't care. I would have enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And that's what matters.
They need a Warcraft fur.
They do.
I agree with you there. They should definitely do Warcraft 4. Do it up real nice. You know.
But as long as World of Warcraft makes the money, they won't. At least I don't see them.
Well, with New Republic coming out, New Republic. What the fuck am I talking about? That's the Old Republic.
No, Old Republic.
Knights of the New Republic.
Yeah. Now that Old Republic's coming out, hopefully a lot of the traffic will be steered away from World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Because this is a modern game. It's new. It doesn't look like ours.
Yep. And granted, Blizzard has been hinting at their, what they call, the fourth IP, so hopefully it's something brand new from them that's nice and playable. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. I heard some rumors about that, and I can't remember what the fuck they were. Mm. Balls.
Yeah. Would be nice for a brand new contact, but I don't see too many companies doing that.
Yeah, we kind of got stuck in a lot of very stale IPs at the minute.
Yeah.
I have noticed that everything seems to be sequels.
Yep.
Or prequels. Yeah.
Yeah. We're coming into a dead period, like you said, BSV. It seems like we're in a really dry season when we should have a whole shit ton of good games coming out. And I'm thinking that just opens the door for some independent company to come out and make a really amazing game that takes off.
I think the issue as well is, bearing in mind the market that we're in specifically, we're not 15-year-old console gamers.
Yeah. Right.
So there's not much catering to us.
That's true.
We're old gamers, so...
We want the good games. We don't want to play the same game again.
Right.
We have a larger attention span than most people.
Oh, no.
A whole 3 minutes.
I've been trying the cure for that, but no matter how much alcohol I drink, it just doesn't seem to work.
Yeah. So hopefully they'll realize there's more gamers than just old housewives playing the Wii and, kids. There's people that used to play your games back in the day that still like playing games.
Yeah, I like a game I can sink my teeth into.
Something that's more than 10 hours.
Although that said, I wasted a hell of a lot of time playing Plants vs. Zombies.
Yes, that's true too.
But I defend that because that game is fucking good. The storyline was amazing, man. So now there's an IP. Plants vs. Zombies.
Yeah, that's new. But probably should wrap this up since it's almost getting to an hour long.
Is that right?
Yeah, probably be around next week, but not too sure what I'll be playing other than Skyrim, so may just have my Skyrim talk or
you might think of something on the wind.
Yeah, we'll see.
Now there was the, Sins of a Solar Empire I picked up. May play that this week.
Yeah, I'd like to hear how that plays. Because that was a game that I missed out on.
Yeah.
Me too. I hear good things about it.
Well, that's why I picked it up. Looked good, and I like space. Well, 3D space strategy games.
Yeah, because there were sort of two games that were in the same field there. You had Sins of a Solar Empire and Sword of the Stars. Yeah. I went with Sword of the Stars, which was good. I'm wondering how the other game was.
Hopefully in the next week, a week after, since this is Thanksgiving, we'll probably eat up a bit of time.
Thanks, what? I'm English. Come again?
Our holiday season of stuffing our faces with family.
Oh, American Turkey Day. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Since Canada has it, but they have it the month before.
Mister, there's a stupid question. Do you eat turkey at Christmas?
No.
Ham.
See, we eat turkey at Christmas.
Well, you see, with how much turkey we eat on Turkey Day, there's not a way we could fit more turkey in the next couple months after. Since there's not just Turkey Day, there's Turkey Day, then the week or so leftovers.
Exactly. And we're over here, when you get turkey in, you've got it in the fridge till New Year's.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, we...
Nobody likes turkey.
I like turkey. It's just turkey's big.
See, I just prefer chicken.
Chicken's good, too.
Yep.
Turkey's too dry. It's boring.
But it makes you sleepy.
Yeah, it does. That's for sure. And then that's you sit there and watch. you watch the football game, the American football game afterward. That's always fun. Yeah.
Football.
It's a family tradition. That and to watch a replay of Old Man in the Sea.
Right, you play what game now? I'm English. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Fool's ball.
We get a bunch of guys, and they run around the field with helmets on, and they run into each other. And if the ball makes it all the way to the end, yeah. You know, not like the, UK football game where they, run around in shorts and they play hacky sack with some kind of, ball. Yeah.
It's good times, man. Good times.
Hacky sack. Come on, Heavy. Don't make any rides. They seem to like those games.
That's not the point apparently, of them, really.
They have
sport.
The ride afterward and before.
You don't bet on the game itself. You bet on how the ride turns out.
Oh, I understand now. So it is full contact.
Yeah, you see, the football is just a distraction to try and stop people writing.
Ah. I like
it. You think we'd go there and watch them run around? Jesus Christ.
A really big field. And then you give this guy a net. It's like, I don't know, size of my living room.
Well, see, that's why we invented rugby.
Yeah.
There wasn't enough violence.
I like rugby. I can understand that sport. You hit people.
It's like two steps away from Blood Bowl.
Yeah. That's cool. Did you review Blood Bowl yet, ESP?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Once we actually start a league, since we have a couple people with the game, probably go over it again, but again, we haven't started a league.
There's too much stuff going on.
I know. I need to figure out a way to stuff more time into the day.
Ah, you quit your job, then you'll have plenty of time.
But that funds supplies for the gaming time.
Ah, yeah.
So I don't know about you, but I don't know a way of getting free games. And I don't really feel like selling myself for games.
Oh, okay.
What you need to do is be a game designer. You'll get lots of really, really shitty free games.
Hmm. But doesn't game designing count as work?
Yeah, it does a bit. And half the work is playing really, really shitty free games.
Now I'll stick with my job.
Excellent. All right, so you were going to end this out?
Yeah, so
see you. Bye.
Yeah, I don't have any music to play, so see you next week.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Good enough.